Good evening. The 10 p.m. news with Rita Yuothambom. In our top stories, the first ever giant steel production company in Cameroon promised by the President of the Republic gets its foundation stone tomorrow. Prime Minister Chief Dr. Joseph Diongute is already in Kribi for the ceremony. In news out of Cameroon, 179 people have been killed in a plane crash in South Korea. Details of these and more in a moment. We begin with this press release. The Prime Minister, Head of Government, Chief Dr. Joseph Diongute, will on behalf of the President of the Republic, Paul Biya, preside over the ceremony to lay the foundation stone for the construction of the modern Kribi Steel Complex, scheduled to take place tomorrow, December 30, 2024, as from 10 a.m. The press release is signed by the Director of Cabinet at the Prime Minister's office, Balungeli Confiance Ebune. And the Prime Minister, Head of Government, has arrived in Kribi, where he will represent President Paul Biya at the ceremony for the laying of the foundation stone of the Kribi Modern Steel Complex. Chief Dr. Joseph Diongute was received at the entrance of the town by crowds of CPDM supporters and administrative representatives led by the Governor of the South Region, Felix Ngelengele. Star Building correspondent Christine Chiatam report.
The South Region and the town of Kribi in particular reserved a spectacular welcome in three phases for the President's representative, Prime Minister Joseph Diongute.
Premier ministre, chef du gouvernement de la République du Cameroun, les populations de Kribi vous souhaitent un agréable séjour.
Merci beaucoup.
After the official welcome by the South Regional Governor, Felix Ngelengele, the first phase was military and protocolar. The different detachments of security forces stationed in the region set up a guard of honor for the Prime Minister to inspect. The second phase of the welcome reserved for Prime Minister Joseph Diongute was the traditional exchange of handshakes with the constituted core of the region, which was highly represented. The third phase of the welcome reserved for the Prime Minister was highly political. It was animated by countless groups of CPDM supporters mobilized for the event. Joseph Diongute will represent President Paul Biya at the ceremony for the laying of the foundation stone of the Kribi Modern Steel Complex, which takes place on Monday. The investment represents another gain for the Kribi Industrial Port Complex, which is expected to continue powering the growth of the national economy. Kribi, Christian Chiatam, CRTV.
And the Kribi Modern Steel Complex, whose foundation stone will be laid tomorrow, is a project that addresses the priorities of the National Development Strategy 2020-2030, this in terms of industrial processes, economic diversity, and the creation of job opportunities. It is an ambitious project with a global investment of about 1,000 billion Cedi francs that will supply the local and international market with products like steel bars and galvanized corrugated sheets, as you tell us, Winston Lebga.
In its initial phase, the steel complex is to have a production capacity of 300,000 tons a year. The development plan is for the plant to reach a production capacity of over 1 million tons per annum. It shall be supplied by all deposits from Balam, and the project will address growing national, regional, and international demand for steel. The mega project will transform Kribi into an industrial hub and will be implemented at the Lulebe terminal near the autonomous port of the city. It covers a surface area of 50 hectares. More than 2,000 jobs are to be created, plus community development initiatives in the domains of education, health, roads, electricity supply, as well as more revenue for the concerned municipalities. The Kribi Modern Steel Complex project is divided into four phases, with the last one, which is about expanding activities, scheduled to end in June 2028. With the availability of local steel of top quality in great quantities, many other downstream industries will be created.
On to something different. The governor of the Southwest region has encouraged Cameroonians living in the region to support activities and events geared towards fostering peace, mutual respect and cross-cultural cooperation. Bernard Okaliabilai was speaking during the 11th edition of the MUVU Cultural and Development Assembly, MEVCUDA, in Ombe Southwest region. Hombo Suzi Monjowa reports from CRTV Southwest.
From the four cultural zones of Cameroon, traditional leaders, cultural groups and advocates converged on Ombe, Southwest region for the 11th edition of the MEVU Cultural and Development Assembly, MEVCUDA, a platform that promotes cultural integration, development and living together. His Majesty Ntiko Fondasin Henry, Chief of MEVU Village.
We have impacted over 10,000 lives through cultural integration. Students through capacity building, farmers through the farmer support scheme.
The colors, sounds and readings of the Sawa, Fangbeti, Grassfield and Sudano-Sahelian people, as well as Cote d'Ivoire and Nigeria, portrayed inclusivity and shared cultural experiences.
I'm His Royal Highness Fonjui Sonyogun, paramount of Kushin Village in the Mentum Division of the Northwest Region of Cameroon. He's teaching some of us traditional rulers to valorize our culture, occupy the youth, develop the tourism sector, improve cultural values.
I'm His Royal Majesty Wondo Bruno, traditional ruler in the South Region. You have seen that together we can do very good things.
Also present was the Indonesian ambassador to Cameroon, His Excellency Isman Pasha. Presiding at the event, Southwest Governor Bernard Okaliabilai assured organizers of government support and called for others to follow the example. Humbo Suzi Monchoa, CRTV News, Ombe.
On to this human interest stories. Police in the town of Betwa have arrested two gangs who took advantage of the festivities of the 24th and 25th of December to rob innocent citizens of their belongings. Their arrest was made possible thanks to the population who hinted the police of the actions of these men of the underworld. Tala Elti has the details.
Christmas Eve night was usual business for 24-year-old Muhammadu Sadiq and his gang, who went around town harassing city dwellers and breaking into houses. He made his end when he stabbed a female gendarme officer on the head while trying to harass her. Senior Superintendent of Police Nkwemeno Collins Eno supervised this operation.
We received a call from a citizen of good faith who informed us of an act of aggression that was made on a lady. We quickly deployed our team on the field. This team, with the help of the population, arrested the individual that was brought here.
His exploitation then led to the arrest of three other members of this notorious gang, including a 22-year-old lady.
When we caught them, we discovered that we have about 12 telephones of citizens that were stolen. We had a motorbike that was caught that they used in transporting themselves.
Another gang of eight, led by a certain Bekono Fidel, took upon themselves to rob children who went out on Christmas evening of their precious belongings. Thanks to elements of the Rapid Intervention Unit, three were arrested while five others are still at large. Second Great Assistant Superintendent of Police, Mvondo Nlate Willy, is commander of this unit. Alerted by an individual, we quickly rushed to the scene where we succeeded to arrest three of these hoodlums. The East Regional Delegate for National Security, Commissioner of Police, Abondo Macho Claude, says his team is committed to stop the rising crime wave, especially the phenomenon of microbes which these hoodlums are trying to implant in Betwa. Tala LT, CRTV News, Betwa.
And from the East region, we go over to the Adamawa region, where 11 couples of the police corps have officially sealed their unions at a collective wedding celebration at the Goundary One Council. The highly attended ceremony organized by Philomene Bargangele, wife of the Delegate General for National Security, was attended by Governor Kiodati Takieke Bukar. Ayuk John Ashu completes that story from Goundary.
A union between
It was in total solemnity that the 11 couples took the marriage vow at the Ngaundere One Council in the presence of the governor of the Adamawa region, Kildadi Tageke Buka, highlighting the bond of solidarity within the police force. According to Adamawa Regional Delegate for National Security, Commissioner of Police Abe Maxde, This initiative reinforces mutual support and fosters discipline among the police operatives.
The project we initiated is designed to stabilize families by implementing responsibility among our collaborators. We also encourage them to fulfill their commitments.
Meanwhile, to those who legalize their wedlock, like Senior Police Constable Mustafa, it is a significant step in their lives as they devote themselves to nation and family.
We extend our gratitude to the hierarchy for this thoughtful directive to the police to put an end to unlawful partnerships.
Organized by Philomene Mbargangele as matron, the collective celebration of the wedding of police staffers serves as a glaring example of giving a human face to professional life. Ngaundere, Ayuk John Ashu, CRTV.
In foreign news, all passengers and most of the crew on board a Jeju Air flight have died after a plane crash landed at an airport in South Korea today. A total of 179 of the 181 people on board the Boeing 737-800 were killed, with just two survivors, both cabin staff, pulled from the burning wreckage. We talk sports now. Cameroon will not take part in the 2025 African Nations Championship to hold from the 1st to the 28th of February 2025 and co-hosted by Kenya, Tanzania and Uganda. The Intermediate Lions lost yesterday in Bafoussam by 1-2, beaten by the Wild Beasts of the Central African Republic, who qualified on the away goal rule after a 2-2 aggregate. Ben Collins Nyoibere looks at the teams qualified so far for the African Nations Championship.
A lot of dramatic moments this Saturday during second leg matches of the qualifiers for the 2024 African Nations Championship, SHAN, to be staged next year from the 1st to the 28th of February in Kenya, Tanzania and Uganda. The Central African Republic achieved a historic first qualification for the SHAN by eliminating Cameroon in a stunning 2-1 comeback at the Kwekong Omnisports Stadium in Bafoussam. Semi-finalists of the 2021 SHAN, the Intermediate Lions, failed to qualify for the competition next year for the first time in 7 editions. Other teams that qualified this Saturday are Nigeria, Senegal, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Burkina Faso. The Super Eagles of Nigeria beat arch rivals Ghana 3-1 at Oyo to book their place. The Stallions of Burkina Faso overturned a 2-goal deficit from the first leg against Cote d'Ivoire. Senegal secured their place in the 2024 SHAN after defeating Liberia 3-1. The Democratic Republic of Congo confirmed their dominance in Kinshasa with a 3-1 victory over Chad. Guinea confirmed their superiority over Guinea-Bissau with a 2-1 away win, completing a 6-2 aggregate triumph. Lesotho played Angola in Durban, South Africa, where the Antelopes secured a confidence-boosting 2-0 victory away from home. In the Southern African Derby, the Chipolopolo took on Mozambique in a one-sided game that saw the Zambians emerge 3-0 victors. Disappointment for fans of Eswatini, who were beaten at home 2-1 by Madagascar. After this Sunday's qualifying fixtures, 19 teams are expected to travel to Kenya, Tanzania and Uganda for the 8th African Nations Championship.
And that's it for the 10 p.m. news on the CRTV National Station, brought to you by Rita Uosambom. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.